I'm with James Bannerman, author of the book Genius. He's just been talking at Learning Live 2012 about creativity and innovation. Now, James, you were talking about what L&D could look like and trying to get people in the room thinking about or just the different ways of approaching, you know, what they do. So you've planted the seed, they've gone away, and they go back to their organisations, and what happens next? How can they really do things differently and push things on?
That's a very good question, Martin. Several things, really. The professionals in learning and development, they know a lot of the things I talk about in terms of content. But one of the dangers of innovation is people can fall into the trap of the three C's: complacency, conceit, and conservatism. And so it's always useful sometimes to periodically step back and see what they do through a different lens. So some of the tools and techniques we talked about, which are mentioned in the book Genius, included, for example, directions. Instead of simply focusing on what's great about learning and development and trying to shove everything else under the carpet, actually using some of the criticisms as a strength rather than a weakness. Uh-huh. So, for example, if people say it's too expensive, how could you turn that to your advantage and say, it's if it's quality you're after, this is a useful investment. Uh-huh. If it's people saying that people don't value what we do, okay, how can you change things? One of the key things someone said we highlighted how too many people focus on best practice, and a lot of experts in this area now say that it's next practice. People need to look forwards, not sideways, at what their contemporaries are doing, and that's as valid to learning and development as everything else.
Okay, James, I like that, next practice rather than best practice. I think we'll just leave that there. So thanks very much.
Thank you.